This Al Jolson podcast is sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society, www.jolson.org. From the March 17, 1949 broadcast of the Kraft Music Hall, here are Al Jolson with Roy Rogers and Dale Evans in a great routine.
Where the coyotes howl and the wind blows free.
Now, who in the world is this? The clothes look like Gene Autry, but the voice sounds like Bing Crosby.
You're wrong, partner. I'm Roy Rogers.
Gee, Roy, I'm sorry. I guess I didn't recognize you without Trigger under you.
It happens all the time. All the time it happens. Without Trigger, Roy Rogers is just like Al Jolson without Larry Parks.
Well, I refuse to get in an argument with a man who wears a gun on each hip.
Oh, don't worry, Al. I only use the guns for target practice.
Yeah?
I used to shoot a half a dollar out of my brother's fingers at 50 paces. But I don't even do that anymore.
What happened? Did you run out of half dollars?
No, my brother ran out of fingers.
Roy, I've seen you with a lot of Western outfits, but honestly, what you're wearing tonight takes the prize.
If you want to see something really nice, yeah. Look at these cowboy boots.
Oh, they're pretty.
They're worth $500.
$500?
Of course, I only paid 75 cents for these.
75 cents?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get them so cheap?
Well, I got them from a guy who died with his boots on and... Well, he was in no condition to bargain.
Well, I wish I had an excuse to wear an outfit like that.
Al, I don't think you're the cowboy type.
I don't know, Roy. I've had some pretty tough hombres in my family. You probably heard of my grandfather.
What was his name?
Yippee-ki-yay-ki-yolson. Well, let me tell you something, Roy Rogers. Talk about my grandpappy. Dad was a real Western killer.
I never heard of him. Did he ever really kill a man?
Did he? He had 10 notches in his head.
No, Al, you mean 10 notches in his gun.
No, his head was easier to notch.
I guess you aren't as good a shot as your grandfather.
Oh, yes, I am. I practice shooting 4 hours a day.
You do?
Sure. How do you think they get those holes in Kraft's Swiss cheese? I nearly got that one up all right.
Well, Al, if you can shoot, I see no reason why you couldn't become a singing cowboy on the screen.
Me become a cowboy in the movies? Gosh, I'd like that. It'd give me a chance to ride my Hudson pony.
Well, wait a minute. Why in the world do you call him a Hudson pony?
Well, because he's so sway back, you have to step down to get on him.
Al, a Western picture with you in it would really be great box office.
I was thinking of that.
Right after you bring out Jolson Sings Again, you could make a sequel. Jolson Rides Again.
But, Roy, look, a good Western picture always has a beautiful gal to be rescued. Now, where can I get me a pretty girl who isn't afraid of horses?
Well, there's always me.
Oh, Al, this is my leading lady, Dale Evans.
Hi.
Say, Dale, how about you appearing with me in a Western?
Oh? Well, say, I'd have to think that over, Al.
Oh, I see. Afraid of horses, huh?
No, afraid of wolves.
See? Al, how about all three of us working together in your Western?
Well, that's a good idea, Roy. Now, tell me something. How will this picture open?
Well, sir, maybe the first thing you see is a long shot of the prairie. And riding along together singing a song is Dale and myself.
Hmm. The picture's just starting. He's already got the girl. Fine chance.
I want some black-eyed peas. I want some mustard greens. I want some corn pone on the side. I want my chicken fried with a golden heart. Ah-ha! San Antonio, now don't you say I'm silly, 'cause I like my chili all over my scrambled eggs. I want to go to Dallas, see my cousin Alice. Ah-ha! San Antonio, I never was meant for the city, and I don't like it one little bit. I know a place that's dandy by the Rio Grande, just across from Mexico. I want an enchilada and a big tostada. San Antonio.
I know a gal named Anna, lives in Texarkana, loves a boy in Arkansas. But when they take a ride, it's on the Texas side.
Ah-ha!
I want a great big moon, a great big Texas moon, where the night is light as day. I want a feller too, a big buckaroo. San Antonio.
To me this place is strange, oh, take me to the range where the blue, blue bonnets grow.
Give me a gal that's true.
Give me a buckaroo.
That was mighty good, Dale and Roy, mighty good.
Say, Al, what's this cowboy doing here? Are you buying your meat direct now?
Oscar, this is Roy Rogers.
I've always wanted to meet you, Rogers. Since my kids started going to your pictures, I get roped, thrown, and branded every morning.
Well, I imagine it's all in fun, Oscar.
Fun nothing. I can't wear a bathing suit anymore because my lazy bar X shows.
Now, look. Oscar, don't blame Roy Rogers and be careful how you're talking because he's pretty rough.
Don't worry, I won't get into a fight. My father told me never to hit a woman or a man wearing high heels.
Al, this critter's suffering from hoof and mouth disease.
Now, look, boys, please, this can only lead to gunplay. Oscar, look, Roy wants me to make a Western picture.
That's a wonderful idea. It could open with you as a small boy coming west in a covered wagon.
Right.
It'll be the real Jolson story.
Hey, don't you think that sort of a story would be a little expensive to make? You'd have to hire 1,000 Indians.
Well, maybe we could hire half-breeds and get 50% off.
Any chance of my being in the picture?
Yes. Did you ever ride a horse, Levant?
No, I got these legs from the piano bench.
Well, Al, let's try Levant. Suppose we do a Western scene and Oscar's the piano player in a Main Street barroom of a small cattle town called Hangman Stretch, huh? You, Jolson, are a shady character known as Buffalo Asa. Now, I'm standing in the bar listening to Oscar's music. Gee, Levant, that sure is mighty pretty music.
Yeah, I might have been a musician if I hadn't have come west. You know I...
Levant! Fall down, you're dead.
You mean that's all the part I have?
Sure. Sure, that's all the part you have. Now I've got to find out who killed you.
That's easy. Jolson did it. He doesn't want me in the picture.
Well, drop dead, Saul. Have a case. Hey, here comes that cattle thief and killer now. Well, if it ain't Buffalo Asa.
Yep.
In town for long?
Yep.
I guess you know I'm looking for a killer.
Yep.
Where you been hiding out for the last month? Well?
Please reword your question. All I can say is yep.
Did you do the shooting?
Nope.
I thought all you said you could say was yep.
I've been studying.
Sheriff, what's the fella you looking for done?
He shot two men, robbed a stagecoach, set fire to a bank, blew up a train.
I mean, what's he done wrong?
Oh, it's no use, Jolson. You can't play this kind of a part, and you certainly couldn't be a cattle rustler. You don't even know what a cow looks like.
Well, that's not so, Roy. Right out on a ranch near my home, I trained a cow to do its own milking.
Well, that I just can't believe. How could you possibly get a cow to do its own milking?
Well, she was nervous at first, but after a while, she got a grip on herself.
Listen, let's try a new Western scene, but be tougher this time, tougher. Al. Now, you come riding into town to see the girl and, well, we both love.
Yeah.
Dale.
Yes, Roy?
Dale, you're the girl in this love story, and
this Jolson, he's the bad man.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Al, now be really tough.
I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas. And I ain't been curried below the knees. Hello, honey.
Buffalo Asa, what are you doing in town? Don't you know there's a price on your head?
I had to see you, honey. Because I'm mighty fond of you.
Oh, but Buffalo Sheriff Rogers is on his way over, and he's sworn he'll get you.
Don't worry, girl. I'm not afraid of him. I'm tough.
You are.
Why, I'd fight a rattlesnake and give it first bite.
Oh, darling, you're a brave man, and I'm awfully fond of you. But, Buffalo, I think the time has come for me to give you back your ring.
Give me back my ring?
Mm-hmm.
The ring I put on your finger as a symbol of love?
Yes.
The ring that shows what you mean to me? Why are you giving it back to me, gal?
The jeweler recognized it as the one you stole from him.
You can't trust nobody nowadays. But, honey, I'll prove my love for you. I'll stop robbing banks. I'll just rob trains.
The small electric type.
No, no, Buffalo, it's better that we part. I think I'm going to marry Sheriff Rogers.
Marry Sheriff Rogers? No, Dale. Let me take you away on my ranch.
Buffalo, I didn't know you had a ranch. What's it called?
Buy me from CBS Studios.
All right, reach for the sky, Buffalo. Oh. I've got you covered. I'm not wasting any time. I'm going to take you out and hang you from a tree.
Sheriff. You wouldn't hang me.
Yes, I would, but I'm a fair man. I'm going to let you choose the limb you want to be hung from.
Could you make it one of Ava Gardner's?
Sheriff, please don't hang Buffalo. You'll be making a horrible mistake, please.
Why, Dale? You mean you're in love with him?
Oh, no, Sheriff, but you mustn't hang him because he's your brother.
Wait a minute. I'm Sheriff Rogers' brother?
Yes, Buffalo. I learned this secret from an old Indian squaw.
No.
Yes, the Indians stole you from your parents when you were a baby. They tried to bring you back, but your father, he drove them away.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Just a minute. Now, I don't believe this story. My mother's picture's in this locket right around my neck.
And my mother's picture's in this locket around my neck.
Well, open them up and we'll know for sure.
All right. Here it is. Let's see your locket, Buffalo. Why, it's the same woman.
Yes, to think that both of us are the sons of Sophie Tucker.
These podcasts are sponsored by the International Al Jolson Society. Visit our website at www.jolson.org. As Al Jolson used to say, in the words he made famous,
"You ain't heard nothing yet."